Hey, we've got Ralph calling from Long Island, New York, which is where I live. Ralph, how can we help you?
I built a house in 2001, and we did a custom construction. And a couple of years ago, I started to notice the trim wood around the posts. We built a wraparound porch with a deck in the back, and I wanted all them white. I used all natural materials. I didn't want to use any plastic or anything like that. I started to notice some fungus going on. Bottom line is it has progressed in that the wood is rotting out. And then as I started looking further around where they would box out the structure of the rails, down at the bottom, it was starting to absorb water, was starting to rot out. And as I look closer, almost all of the fascia around the house, and it's a 4,400 square foot house, two stories, and it's all rotting out. Now, I called a builder up, and the builder said that it was a premium product that came out, and it was from Canada, and it was pre-primed, and we paid a premium dollar for it. It would have been less expensive to buy the standard issue. And we had the company come down. They sent somebody down, and naturally, the company said that it was not installed properly. So now I'm stuck between the builder and the company.
First of all, this is a 2001 house, and it has a wood fascia. Is that correct? It's wood?
That is correct, yes.
All right, well, it's wood. It's wood, and this is, 2007, so it's lasted 6 years or 5 to 6 years. Wood is going to only last maybe 6 to 8 years when it's properly painted before it needs to be repainted, and it's going to start to rot.
I painted it 2 years after the construction. I was told that where there was cedar doesn't hold paint well because the oils come out. He said, you need to paint job. I painted the whole trim. 2 years later.
How do they say that it's installed wrong?
I think they said that the company said that if they didn't, paint or seal the ends.
I think you're going to have a really hard time convincing anybody that this wasn't installed correctly because it wasn't painted properly. I mean, wood rots. That's why we don't use wood too often. And even if you use the best wood available, it's still not nearly as good as some of the synthetic materials. For example, there's an extruded PVC product that's called AZEK, A-Z-E-K. I had a garage that was being absolutely ravaged by carpenter bees. And after we treated the bees, we replaced all of the damaged wood with AZEK, which looks just like painted, primed wood fascia. And it was interesting. When the bees came back the next year, they sort of hovered around it, but they couldn't drill into it. There's nobody can tell that that's not real wood the way it looks, because it looks just like it.
Because they're even grained to look just like real wood grain.
Yeah, you're not going to convince anybody that your wood is bad because it's rotted after 5 years. I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen. So in this case, what I would tell you to do is, rather than repaint it again, to replace it with a better quality material, one of these high-tech materials that's just not going to rot because it's not wood. If it's wood, it's organic, it's exposed to water, especially on a fascia. Your gutters get wet, they back up a little bit, the water drips off the roof. Fascia is subject to rapid rotting. It's just not going to change. You're not going to change nature. So you're not going to convince somebody that you got a claim against the manufacturer, you got a claim against the builder. This is what happens to wood. It rots. I would recommend not using wood fascia. I would recommend using, you could use hardy plank or you could use AZEK, but do something besides wood if you want it to last a long time.
Great advice. And even though I wanted nothing but natural products, this is the time when maybe that's not the best.
Nature can wear out in this case. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974. Leslie, this is an example where green construction is not exactly what it's made out to be. He wants to use a natural product, but he probably was better off with a manufactured product.
Well, and think about it. By replacing it for something that's synthetic and it's not going to break down and it's going to wear well, think about the resale value. It's going to really boost things because it's going to last.
Yeah, by the time you hire an attorney and go down, let me tell you what,
years later, nothing would happen.
If I was the expert witness on a case like this, because I've done that, I did that for many years as a home inspector, I was like, what, are you kidding me? It's wood. It rots. It's nobody's fault.
They're like, who brought this guy in?
Blame Mother Nature, okay? Yeah, that would get tossed right out.
And if you can subpoena her, you win.
That's right. All right, Leslie, who's next?